Simin Shin Sadi Zion Sif Yud will be doing from Yud through Tes Vav. So up until now we learned the halacha that a person's belongings get his tumin. So wherever he cannot go, his belongings cannot go either on Shabbos or Yontif. So we have the halachas of objects belonging to more than one person and exactly whose tum it they would get. It's a Sif Yud. Shnayim shalakhu behema b'shutvis v'shachtua b'yontif. Two people did a partnership. They bought an animal. They shechted it on Yontif. Afapi shalakach kalechad manoso. Even though each one took his half. Nevertheless, hare kol habasar karegel shneya. The halachi is that all of the meat gets the chumris of both of them. It can only be taken to where both of them are allowed to go. So if one did an Erev to one side, the other to the other side, it's only in the overlap that they can be carried. Avlim lachu chavish shal yayin. But what happens if they took a barrel of wine? V'chalku b'yantiv, and they divided that on yantiv. Chelko shekolechadem karaglov. Each one can carry it as far as he, each one can take it out as far as he's allowed to go. What's the difference between meat and wine? Because in the case of meat, we were talking about an animal. In an animal, no one part of that animal is independent of any other part. Meaning, all the different parts of the animal have to function together and have to live together. Therefore, we consider it that all of the animal, every piece of the animal, has every other piece of the animal included in it. Face it, a live animal, in order to live, it's got to have a blood circulation. So there we say that all of it is considered one big thing, and that every piece of it has a little bit of every other piece in it. So when Yontif came in, we say that all of it belonged to both of them, and it gets the chumras to both of them. Not so with wine. There's no reason why one part of the barrel is any better than any other part of the barrel. And as a result of it, we say that each one, whatever he took later, it is huvrar lemafreya, the principle of brera. It turns out that it is retroactively established that that was his. Now the halacha of brera is a machlokas throughout Shas. We paskin yesh brera under rabbonans and ein brera under isis. Since we're dealing with something that is essentially derabbanan, we paskin that we go with brera, and therefore whatever a person took later becomes his retroactively and is not limited by the tum of the other one, but it goes by the tum of the one that took it, except for the case of an animal, because we say that in the animal everything is intertwined. Sif Yud Aleph. Hashoel kli mechaver me'erev yantif. What happens if someone goes over to his friend in Erev Yantif and says, I would like to borrow something of yours tomorrow? Afil olokhu ad alayla, even though he didn't take it till Yantif comes in. Hareyu karagle hashoel. The borrower, it is considered in the reshus of the borrower. Whereas, vimshalu mimeno biyantif. What happens if he didn't approach him on Erev Yantif, but he actually bartered on Yantif only? Even though his derech is to borrow it every yontif, the halachi is that it would be considered in the tchum of the lender. Now, why is that? It's because since he didn't approach him every yontif, we tell ourselves, had someone else approached him, he probably would have lent it to that other person. Therefore, it's considered in the reshus of the lender and not the borrower. Sif Yud Beis. Ha'isha sheshola mechaverta mayim umelach li'isosa betavlin likdei rosa biyontif. What happens if a woman is in the middle of cooking or baking on yontif and she borrows some spices from a friend, or she borrows water, she borrows salt? Harei ha'isa v'tavshel karagli shneim. The halach is that the dough or the dish have the chumris of both, because everything that's in there is not bottle. Incidentally, the Gemara asked there, why is it not bottle? It is, you know, they should have the regular halachas of bittul b'shishim, and the Gemara there comes out that it is not bottle because of the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Since it has a heter, the halachi is that you cannot eat it be'isser, in this case, that you cannot take it out. And the Rishonim speak out, even though Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only in Min B'mino, so they say, the way they learn up the Gemara, that something that is coming as a spice is considered Min B'mino. it is considered something that has come to spice, to color, is considered min bimino, is considered one and the same, and therefore davar sheyesh lo matirin would not be batal. Siv yud gimel. Lokach mechavero biyontiv gacheles. You borrow from your friend a gacheles, a charcoal, a burning coal. Lo yolichenu ala karagle hanosim. So you go by the nosim, by the one who's in is. Avalim hidlik narrow eitz mishal eves chavero hareu karagle zeshe hidlich. Whereas, what if you transferred fire from someone else's flame? We don't go by the owner of the flame, we go by you. Siv yudalid, bor shel yochid. A bor is a pit that collects rainwater. So if it belongs to an individual, areo karagli ba'olov, then we give it the tchumin of the owner. Shel osa hi'ir, what if it's public, belonging to the entire city? Karagli anche ha'ir, osa hi'ir. It goes by the people of the city, so that if the people of the city have a certain tchum, it will be limited by that tchum. Vishal hefker karagle hamamale, whereas if it's mamish hefker, it's owned by nobody, then it was not considered having been kona shvisa until someone actually drew water from it. Now also, the halacha is by shal'ir, where you go by anshi'ir, if a yochid in the city made an air of tchumin to one side, he's allowed to take it out there. Tesvav. So till now we were discussing a bore of rainwater. Nohoros ha-moshchim, rivers that are flowing, umayonas ha-novim, or springs that come from underground, hareim karagle ha-mamale. The halachi is that we go by whoever takes water from them. Why is that? Since they were in motion, when Shabbos or Yontif came in, they were not kona shvisa until someone took them out of motion by taking some, by drawing the water. He therefore gives it his halacha. Hayubar michutz l'tchum l'toch ha-tchum. What happens if they come from outside the tchum to inside the tchum? So the halacha is memala mehem. Meshabbos vein sarach lomer b'yontif. Mishtabur brings down what happens if it rains somewhere just before Yontif, and the people of the city were somach on that water for their city. So if the water, even though it's still hefker, is considered the belonging of the people of the city, of the inhabitants, and it would therefore get the tchumen of the city.